It's Monday, March 28th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Protestant Christians in Turkey faced increased hate speech in 2021, along with continued problems with their legal status, places of worship, and ability to train their own religious workers, reports International Christian Concern. Turkey is the 42nd worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Last Thursday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, from the floor of the Senate, revealed that he will vote against Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court. Listen.
The Judiciary Committee has completed its hearing for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. I enjoyed meeting the nominee. I went into the Senate's process with an open mind. But after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson for a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
Among the reasons why McConnell opposes Jackson is her openness to, quote, packing the court, end quote, which involves adding 4 additional seats to the Supreme Court, as advocated by the leftist fringe group Demand Justice. That would allow Biden to nominate 4 more liberals to ensure the God-haters enjoy a majority once again.
Judge Jackson refuses to reject the fringe position that Democrats should try to pack the Supreme Court. Justice Ginsburg and Justice Breyer had no problem denouncing this unpopular view and defending their institution. I assumed this would be an easy softball for Judge Jackson, but it wasn't. The nominee suggested there are 2 legitimate sides to the issue. She testified she has a view on the matter, but would not share it. Judge Jackson seemingly tipped her hand. She said she would be, quote, thrilled to be one of however many. The most radical pro-court packing fringe groups badly wanted this nominee for this vacancy. Judge Jackson was the court packer's pick, and she testified like it.
On Friday, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said that he intends to vote yes on Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's nomination to the Supreme Court, effectively guaranteeing she will be confirmed, reports USA Today. While Manchin frequently breaks from other Democrats in his votes, he has momentarily chosen to give Biden the victory on this egregious nominee. The entire Democratic caucus in the evenly divided Senate is expected to vote for Jackson. A simple majority of 51 of the 100 senators must vote yes for Jackson to be confirmed. The Senate is evenly split between 50 Democratic caucus members and 50 Republican members. Vice President Kamala Harris would break the tie vote, giving Democrats the majority. Join me and email Senator Manchin, urging him to change his mind, or call him at 202-224-3954. Ready for some good news? Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas was discharged from the hospital on Friday, a week after being admitted with flu-like symptoms, reports NBC News. He was discharged from Sibley Memorial Hospital in Washington after having been admitted on the evening of March 18th. Jeremiah 33, verse 6 says, "I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." Judge Thomas, age 73, had an infection, and he received intravenous antibiotics. It was not COVID-19. You can still send a Get Well card to him, like I did on Friday, to Judge Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court, 1 First Street Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20543. If you get your kids to write them, please take a picture of it and email me at adam@theworldview.com. Check out the trailer to the documentary entitled Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. A new California bill would permit infanticide by legalizing perinatal death, a medical phrase that includes the time after birth, pro-life activists are warning, reports Christian Headlines. Specifically, AB 2223 says, quote, a person shall not be subject to civil or criminal liability or penalty, end quote, due to their, quote, miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion, or perinatal death, end quote. Further, the bill protects anyone, quote, who aids or assists a pregnant person in exercising their rights under this bill, end quote. Greg Burt of the California Family Council wrote, quote, although definitions of perinatal death vary, all of them include the demise of newborns 7 days or more after birth, end quote. Isaiah 59 verse 7 says, their feet run to evil, and they hasten to shed innocent blood. The first stop for this evil bill, AB 2223, is the California Judiciary Committee. If you live in the Golden State and object to this hideous pro-infanticide bill, AB 2223, call Mark Stone, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, at 916-319-2029, and Jordan Cunningham, vice chair, at 916-319-2035. The United States plans to accept up to 100,000 Ukrainians fleeing Russia's invasion and is pledging $1 billion in new humanitarian aid, reports Reuters. And finally, a Ukrainian congregation located near Lexington, Kentucky, has raised $145,000 at a bake sale to raise funds for those affected by the war in Ukraine, reports the Christian Post. The Ukrainian Pentecostal Church of Nicholasville held the bake sale a week ago Saturday. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, March 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.